This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Approximately 284,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed infections is nearly 4.2 million. In the United States, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. The official says Mr. Pence has repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 since his exposure, but he's following the advice of medical officials. Pence's move comes on the heels of three members of the White House's coronavirus task force placing themselves in quarantine after being exposed to someone at the White House who had the virus. Some of the president's top economic advisors are stressing the importance of states getting more businesses and offices to open during the pandemic. Their pitch comes as the coronavirus makes its way to the White House complex, where the three members of the administration task force are now in self-quarantine. The president and governors are facing competing pressure points, where economic activity and travel will likely lead to more people contracting COVID-19, but tight restrictions on which businesses can open are causing millions of people to join the ranks of the unemployed. As requests for ventilators from the national stockpile reached a crescendo in late March, President Trump made what seemed like a bold claim. His administration would have 100,000 within 100 days. At the time, the Department of Health and Human Services had not ordered any new ventilators since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in January. But then, at record show, following the 3 weeks, the agency scrambled to turn Mr. Trump's pledge into a reality. This is VOA News. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a modest easing of the country's coronavirus lockdown and outlined his government's roadmap for further lifting restrictions in the coming months. In a televised address to the nation broadcast Sunday night, Johnson said people in manufacturing jobs and others who cannot work from home should be actively encouraged to go to work this week. He said that starting Wednesday, a limit on outdoor exercise to once a day will be lifted and people will be able to take unlimited amounts. The prime minister stressed the social distancing guidelines still will have to be observed. Johnson spent a week in the hospital receiving treatment for COVID-19. The Iranian army says a missile strike on a naval vessel taking part in an exercise in the Gulf of Oman has killed 19 sailors and wounded 15. The statement Monday significantly raised the death toll in the incident, which took place on Sunday. Earlier, Iranian state media reported that the Iranian support ship was too close to her target during an exercise. The vessel had been putting targets out for other ships to strike. The report said the missile strike struck the vessel by accident. Chipmakers Intel and Taiwan Semiconductor are talking to the Trump administration about building new semiconductor plants in the United States. This comes as U.S. officials grow more worried about relying on suppliers in Asia for components that are critical to so many electronic products and to the Pentagon. Intel CEO Bob Swan says strengthening U.S. chip production is more important than ever, given the uncertainty created by the current geopolitical environment. The discussions were first reported by the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. gets many semiconductors from factories in Taiwan, South Korea, and China. President Trump is hoping to persuade a Supreme Court with two of his appointees to keep his tax and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a district attorney. The justices are hearing arguments by telephone Tuesday in a pivotal legal fight that could affect the presidential campaign, even with the coronavirus outbreak and the resulting economic fallout. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that Mr. Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. Georgia's attorney general on Sunday asked the U.S. State Department Department of Justice to investigate the handling of the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who authorities say died at the hands of two white men as he ran through a neighborhood. Arbery is shot and killed February 23rd. No arrests were made until this month after national outrage over the case swelled when video surfaced that appeared to show that shooting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Hello again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
Butterfly, bam bam, I won't forget. Islam, we don't want no problem. Cause any problem come our way, man, we gon' solve them. Tell the chichi man, them say we're Islam, we don't want no problem. Cause any problem come our way, man, we gon' solve them.
Lose your face when you see me in the club.
Lose your face
with me 10 woman them.
Lose your face,
master El Pandemi.
Lose your face,
oh na na na.
Yeah, we go enjoy naya. Pass passing say I don't tire. Yeah, we go enjoy naya. Pass passing say I don't tire. Yes, I make them jealous say them yes. Oh na na na, make them yes. I make them jealous say them yes.
And then when I give it chance to ya, make me shine out. Cause anything we do na so una ya ya shine out.
Shake your body, when you salute.
Chasing Me by The Blessed, and right before that, Lucy Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with On Fait Comme Ça, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon, and right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's On Fait Comme Ça right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great, and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much, and let the music roll.
Je veux danser, fais-moi bouger mon âme. Je veux danser,
mon amour. Polo kala, waka waka polo kala. Polo kala, waka waka polo kala. If you love to dance, come shake your body left to right. We here to party. Shake a bum bum, hey a bum bum. Shake a bum bum, wine to the floor. Oh yeah, go down, slow down, go down, wine to the floor. Too late.
By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Omfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
all the things we explore. To everybody run the world. Now I'm to the girl and where the next door. Girl, be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that, Abeleaba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Fighting for their own leadership, yeah. Babylon. What we know for talk? Political corruption.
What we know for talk?
Too much oppression.
What we know for talk?
What we not for talk?
Political corruption.
What we not for talk?
Too much oppression.
What we not for talk?
What we not for talk?
Talk to the Haiti, talk like the leg you stop. Coloration voting. Talk to the Haiti, talk like the leg you stop. Coloration voting. Coloration voting. Let we remember for we picking them tomorrow.
Yeah. I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mami na kushuka
tupendane forever mpaka kufa
usiku nikipita Twitter mami na kukuta Twitter nikisema nikucheki Insta nakuta ushaposti picha
pesa zisikupe uchizi kiburi na kutudharau
wale tulokupa shavu sasa unatusahau
of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon, and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Van Dee.
You are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Dee.
You don't wonder why the people fall in love. It could be for the
Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that." And another message here from Numa E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, "Hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana. And that is Eugene, Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Come go see my papa.
Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that,
Win by JR of Sierra Leone and Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. Take it.